Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris will get your shovel.
All right, I'm going to ask for help from one Jeremy Kahn because he sent the story. I'm giving it to Abdul Carter. You want to tell people what happened?
Yeah, so he's saying it's not true. So just let me preface with that. But the report out was that he was suspended for the first, two drives?
Was it a quarter?
Of the game because he was, the first two drives. Thank you, Joe. He was suspended for the first two drives because allegedly, he was watching porn really loudly on his computer and the sound was on. So,
Well, if he actually got suspended, there's some proof to it.
But it could have been something else and somebody made that up.
The issue is that the thing that he posted, someone is created a fake account by a guy named Wes Steinberg, who says he's a reporter for the New York Giants. He's not. Someone went and found a picture of some random lawyer, made that the guy's profile
picture. There's like
picture.
Five of those guys
out there. Yeah, and then got it paid for a check mark and has been saying the most absurd things.
So you don't think it really happened?
No, it 100% did not. That guy has been proven to be a fake reporter.
It didn't. It was a fake report.
But you like the story.
Hold on. I thought it was funny, and I know for a fact that somebody here has a story that's very similar.
I'm not going to say his name is Ed Norris.
Yeah, who would do that?
And true.
Edward.
One day, my wife was on the phone with her girlfriend in one room, and then Celeste is on the phone with her friend Jen, and I am in the other room. I decide to watch something on my phone.
Was it a news story or like a sports, like a highlight?
No, it wasn't a news story. It was a nude story.
Yeah, it was that.
By the way, this story is the reason I turn my Bluetooth off anytime I'm going to knuckle shuffle.
You're blowing it now. See, what happened was I didn't realize I'm getting no sound on my phone. I'm like, You know why? It was being piped through the house.
I think piped is a good word for this old story.
Yeah. So her words were, hang on, Jen. Something's going on here. It took me way too long to figure out what was going on until she started screaming at me from the other room. So, yes.
I was explaining to
can happen.
I was explaining to someone else about the times that I would send inappropriate videos to you guys. And then, didn't you open it up in a grocery line once?
Nordstrom. I'm in line at Nordstrom buying, a much too expensive shirt or whatever. And some,
Do you want me to tell you what it was? Do you remember which one it was?
I have a vague memory, yeah. Recollection.
This is the one that said, have you ever seen 1,000 matches burn at the same time? And then as soon as it goes and it starts to catch on fire, it turns into an all-out, loud as hell gay orgy.
Yeah.
And there were people wearing people like puppets. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
And there's a lady behind me in line as I open my phone.
Horrified.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's a reason that that's never happened to me with Jeremy Kahn. Why, Jeremy?
What?
I don't open them.
So I learned my lesson.
Jeremy has sent legit things to me, and I'll send back. I'm not opening that.
I sent something about this. It was like Joe, who sent something about, maybe it wasn't this group chat, it was a different one. But I sent one to this group about, what was it, like 50% off these suits and things like that? It was, I forget what company. And I'm like, oh, these guys would love it.
It doesn't apply for
me. It was Brooks Brothers.
Was it Brooks Brothers? Yeah. Okay. So I sent it to him. Ed, I think, was the only one that looked at it. Rob's like, I ain't opening that. I mean, it's something real. And he goes, that's what you would say if it wasn't real. All right. Fine.
Who's your shovel going to, Jeremy? This and cat, by the way, I still haven't opened it.
This cat in the YouTube chat. Like, I can't believe, I mean, I guess I can. And as I've said, I'm glad you guys aren't running the team. This guy posted that Lamar he's overrated and he's never done anything. At least Flacco won playoff games. He's very self-serving, to which I said, yeah, two-time MVP, should have won three, best passer rating in NFL history. Why would anybody want that guy? Get rid of him. And then this guy goes...
I think he's number two now.
He is overrated. He stinks. He has done for us everything has done Ben for himself, not for us. Yeah, punctuation counts too there, bud. And then he said, absolutely can't fix stupid. All you see is MVP. You don't see the whole picture. That would be HOLE. Please stop making him out to be something he's not. You mean one of the best players in football? You have to be so biased. It's ridiculous to even make that statement. Mm-hmm. And like, again, it could be recency bias to say he played so terrible. I think he stinks right now. That's one thing, because I think Joe would even say that.
He does. He's been playing terribly right now.
But you would rather get rid of this guy and have someone else.
Can I get you one?
Yeah.
Can I get you one? It's funny you're going down this hole, because I'm going down the same hole. My shovel goes to Mike Rogalski, who says that Snoop would be a better option for the Baltimore Ravens overall. Not because he's hurt. He's ready to move on from Lamar.
Yeah.
Not Ed saying right now Lamar's hurt, which I wouldn't do that either. Maybe play Snoop. No. He wants to move on from him because he thinks Snoop is the better option. That is shovel worthy.
I've seen people make statements that it feels knee-jerk because it's in the moment, right? And then you realize it. Saying something like that, like... Again, going back to the other week when we were talking about how hurt he was, and Ed said, if he is really hurt, I'd rather see Snoop. Yeah. I get that. I get people saying that, even though I would rather...
And I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either, but I understand that.
That's not shovel-worthy, though.
When you start saying you'd rather move on from this guy
Snoop is your option. It's not like you said, well, let's trade him, get a number one or two draft pick, and draft the quarterback. That's not that, which I think is ridiculous. That's saying a guy who can't keep a home elsewhere is your better option.
By the way, if you're filming commercials talking about being a perennial backup quarterback, I don't know that there's a reason you should be.
You are a perennial backup quarterback.
That's what you are. Nothing wrong with it. Look, that's way better. You're in the 0.0001% of people that could actually play this game at that high of a level. He's great. He's a Pro Bowl MVP.
Even he has accepted his role.
I don't want him starting on my team.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. My shovel goes to Brainiac know-it-all people. I saw Rob the other night. You had responded that the defense had bailed out the offense, you know, with that goal line.
Yes. And, oh, the guy that went to pontificated on all these.
Yeah, Graham. Yes. Mr. Graham went on a 2,000-word war and peace response talking, oh, he just missed the boat. Rob was talking about in the moment they bailed him out. He goes on a 2,000-word rant using every every word in his vocabulary to show that he is such a smart guy. What a clown.
Yeah, my post was about the turnover inside the 10-yard line, and the Ravens bailed him out. The defense bailed him out. But he goes on, I mean, oh, my God. And the bad thing about it, Mike, is he doubled down. I'm like, what are you talking about? Thank you very much. But I probably should have given him a shovel. Danny and Severn. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I want to give my shovel to whoever made the decision to put Aaron Rodgers out there in a cast.
I think that was Aaron Rodgers' decision.
Yeah, I mean, when you've been in the league 20 years, you make that decision.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a good decision. So.
All right. Now, are you a Steeler fan or a Ravens fan? Or neither?
I'm a Steeler fan.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make
sure. So you'd rather have Mason Rudolph?
100%.
I would have had Mason or the younger kid from Ohio State.
I'd rather have Duck Hodges, for crying out loud. See what he's doing.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Who's Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, Mason Rudolph. He's got that lip sweater going now. Yeah.
I gotta check it out. I didn't see that. Lane Kiffin holds his intro press conference. He brings up a lot of stuff, a lot of memories of his dad. I wasn't buying it, but we'll talk about that at 7:45. But on the other side, should the Ravens' offensive game plan moving forward be take the ball out of Lamar's hands? I bet that guy right there on the chat says that. Take Lamar out the game, probably.
The whole game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning show on the fan.
We're going to go back in time.
7:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the fan. Ed, moving forward with Lamar, if he's still hurt or playing the way he has been playing, is the best offense keeping the ball out of his hand?
Always. I mean, you mean the best defense keeping all of his hand?
No, the best offensive game plan for the Ravens.
Because he's struggling.
Because he's struggling.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that, honestly, because...
So when you said always, I'm like...
No. I thought you meant the
Can
opposite.
Can we go back to shovels?
I thought you meant the best defense, a good offense. No, because if he's that bad and you feel that you have that much of a lack of confidence, then he shouldn't be playing. Keeping the ball out of his hands is not the answer. That you can't do that.
Well, there's some quarterbacks in the National. Okay, if Justin Fields is your quarterback, then that's your strategy. If Lamar Jackson is your quarterback, that shouldn't be your strategy.
You're not winning unless he's getting back to where he needs to be.
Right.
So if he's not healthy, you know, obviously leaning on the run game is not a bad thing when you have Derrick Henry. I wish somebody would have told him that before last game. Hey, we went down the field. Henry ran in a 30-yard touchdown run. You think we should sit him until the second quarter?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I think the best offensive game plan for the Ravens is, and I've said this in the past, I think defensive coordinators have game plans. I think many offensive coordinators have agendas, meaning going into the game, this is what I'm going to do. Damn what the defense does to change that. That's not a plan. That's an agenda. That's when you're trying to accomplish something other than what is best for the team. I think when you see Derrick Henry not on the field for more snaps than Ali, that's not a plan. That's an agenda.
Well, no, I think the game kind of went that way late, and then you saw Ali on the field. Ken McCusick made a great point, at least I thought.
Why was he on Monday and not Tuesday? I thought I was getting him on Tuesday.
No, he heard you were off. He said, can I go on Monday?
That's what it was.
Yeah, he likes sitting in your seat. He feels like king of the castle. King of the castle. Anyway. What the hell was I saying?
I have no idea.
Ken McCusick said, do you trust Lamar to go up, address look at the defense, and then change the play call?
Yes, he's done it.
Yeah, you trust him. But again, if he goes up and sees there's 8 or 9 guys in the box, it doesn't mean you have to throw it on every damn down.
No.
And I don't know that he's audibling out of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's the case, that he audibled out into, 9 pass plays in a row or whatever it was.
I
don't want to take the ball out of Lamar's hand.
Absolutely not.
I think you lean on your running game, which you should already be doing. It's the outcome of what happened. If those two touchdowns end up going through, people are talking about this game totally different. They're so pissed they lost. I'm pissed because they scored 14 points and they were both on 30-yard touchdown runs and they ain't even run the damn ball.
Yeah. Yeah, losing 32-28 is different than losing 32-14. It just
to the worst defense in the league.
Right.
Let's go to history.
New Jersey, get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Rob, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. How are you?
Jeremy, Kamish, how are you?
Good. All right.
Rob, I'm going to give myself a shovel because I'm still recovering from that ass whooping you gave me last week.
What ass whooping I give you last week?
What did he do?
I gave some criticisms of Lamar, and you said it was the most ridiculous shit you ever heard.
Oh, ooh. Hey, how you doing? Guess we won't be going to the Cardinals.
I don't think I said
word
that.
For word, that's what Rob said.
I said that. Well, so I thought the Odyssey of video, when we went to commercial break, you couldn't hear us because that's what I said it. I didn't say that on. I didn't use those colorful words on air.
We've all had to mind our P's and Q's being on this dump button, whether it's Mike Preston,
everybody,
a regular
just hit
caller.
And by the way, folks, we're going to be off for a little while because I think we all hit the dump
button. We did. Yeah. You're going to have to wait to call in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Man. Honestly, that's like one of those moments where, was he in here during the commercial break? Because I did say it then.
It's funny. I've gone on other people's podcasts and they say to me, it's like, hey, you don't ever curse when you're on with us. You always keep everything clean. And I'm going, yeah.
Stay in character.
Well, because like, I don't want to get comfortable cursing behind this mic and come in here and accidentally slip up, which it's very possible.
You never heard me on podcast then.
I don't.
I'm not saying loose. I haven't cursed, but I like limit it.
I sound like my flubs in the studio when I'm doing recording spots.
God.
I will say this, Mike in New Jersey, if you're still listening, Kristen, I'm sorry, in New Jersey, good sport about it. He was. I mean, you know, he called in, laughed it off. And by the way, his topic, Joe typed in his topic, and we can still talk about it without him. His topic was legit. He wanted a shovel. He said people who give insane criticisms of Lamar Jackson take away from people who give valid criticism.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree with Chris more on that.
It's true.
When you say the stupid things you say, you do. You take away from the legitimate criticism because there's things to criticize Lamar for like any other quarterback in the National Football
Absolutely.
League. Absolutely. But when you say dumb things, you know, come on, man.
Well,
you
it's kind of like we've talked about even if you go politics. Anything far one way or the other just seems off to me. There has to be some sort of median that you get to.
Like Stoop being an overall better option to move on from Lamar?
Yeah, you take that opinion and you shoot that into the damn sun because it doesn't hold any water whatsoever. Lamar, come on, man.
By the way,
come on, man.
By the way, I'm not going to hear the end of this from Mike. Trust me, this is going to be a whole thing moving forward. This is good.
Now, is he seeing a psychiatrist now?
Mike?
Yeah. Because something's wrong with his head. You tell Chris something's wrong with his head.
Dead. Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Happy Taco Tuesday to you too, my friend.
Will the Ravens follow the Bills game plan against the Steelers and run the ball with Derrick Henry? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day too. Eat some tacos, man. You would think, Ed, but wouldn't you think the Ravens would follow their own game plan by running the football? They don't need the Bills game plan. That should be their game plan because what do the Ravens have that the Bills don't have? A Hall of Fame running back?
Mm-hmm. Well, James Cook is pretty damn good.
But they have a Hall of Fame running back. You know, so you're right. James Cook is pretty damn good, but his resume ain't Derrick Henry's. And Derrick Henry, last I checked, can still get it done.
Yep. Look, it's my biggest source of frustration with the team this year is this, you know, watching him get 10 carries a game is preposterous. It just is. I don't care what teams are presenting you. I mean, people didn't stack the box his entire career. Whoever had Henry, it was the Titans or the Ravens. People never came to think of that. Like, let's put all our guys on the line and stop this guy.
And by the way, wouldn't we all agree too? Even if Lamar was having his best MVP caliber season, you still run the football with that guy.
That helps his MVP caliber season.
And I don't want to hear what's being presented and all this. And even with Kenzie, you know, if there's not 8 guys on the line and you check out of it, why? Sometimes.
I think in certain situations.
Sometimes you do. Yeah. Sure, you hit a quick hitter across the middle. Absolutely. They're vulnerable. There's nobody back there. But they were waiting for that. So, yeah. How about no?
How about new?
Let's go with Fed Hill, get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Not too bad. It's an honor following Antonio. I got to see him at Benny's again sometime soon.
I'll bet he's the best.
Yeah, hey, now, the reason I'm calling you, we like to give Moncton a lot of crap about, you know, having Harbaugh, or having, you know, Henry only rush a few times a game, and it's checking out. When are we going to start getting on Harbaugh about this?
I already have, Mike. You know why? Because Harbaugh has this thing on called a headset where he hears the play calls, and we've had the same complaint with multiple offensive coordinators, and it's the same complaint. The only thing that remains the same is the head coach. You're spot on that, and I agree with you. You have the headset. So say to the offensive coordinator, hey, hey, buddy, number 22 is standing next to me. Why?
I'd like to know the times that he's overruled, if any, anything coming down. I mean, you
got to
hear it all, right?
Gotcha.
It's like, do you go upstairs and say, hey, look, the most important thing on this drive is that we run 2 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock, mm-hmm. or we make them use two timeouts, or, hey.
I don't care what you have to do. Derrick Henry should touch the ball three times. I don't care what you have to do. He has to touch the ball three times.
I don't care if he gets up and says, I'm tired, boss. Get your ass back out there and run it again. Like, that's, mm-hmm. you know, we watch guys, like, I watched games this weekend in college and pro.
Different. I'm tired, boss. That ain't a little bit different, Jeremy. I don't know. I don't know if I like the way you worded that one right there. I'm tired, boss. What's we going to see next? We tired, boss? Is that what you going to go with that? Ralph Russo joins us at HT, but let's get 8:15. We're going to talk about that during the commercial.
It kind of sounds.
But yeah. On the other side, people are saying that the Steelers are imploding. But are the Ravens that much better off? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Can't go wrong with Stevie.
Ever.
People are saying the Steelers, Jeremy Connor, are imploding.
Yeah,
I hope those aren't Ravens fans because they kind of mirror one another right now.
Yeah, I mean, things don't look great for either team in the way that they've been playing. I got to say, though, like, it's both sides of the ball with the Steelers where I can't believe I'm saying this. The offense has been the concerning part over the past three games with the Ravens. I feel like the defense has been fine. I mean, hell, the offense turned the ball over on the 2 yard line and the defense got a four and out. That should have been like a huge momentum
incredible.
Swing at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't.
No.
So, I do think they're mirror images of each other, but I would say that of the four units that you're going to talk about, excluding special teams, the Ravens' defense has looked better than any of the other ones.
Are the Steelers imploding, Ed, or, I mean, we've seen kind of both sides of the Steelers.
Yeah, though. I don't think they're imploding. I never thought they were that good.
We've seen the Steelers like fake win. What I mean by that is win games that they probably shouldn't, and we see them implode, look like they're imploding. And all of a sudden, you look up and they're back in the postseason.
Yes, which is them. They're not imploding because to implode would imply that they were the Colts may be imploding because they started off like a house on fire. And now all of a sudden, they look vulnerable and like just they don't look like the Steelers never looked impressive. It's been a bad division. Everyone's a negative point differential in the division. It's not a good division this year. I just think, they're hitting the rougher part of their schedule now.
If you're going to compare the two, I would tell you, I agree with the Steelers, but even at 8-4, mm-hmm. I never believed in the Colts.
I did. They looked pretty impressive at the beginning of the year.
Daniel Jones, I mean, he was the wait and see for me. And I know he's hurt right now, but, you know, that's a topic for another day. I'm not impressed by them at all. But I think the Steelers are imploding, though. In terms of that Aaron Rodgers soundbite, I don't know if we have it. Did you guys hear it when he talked about the receiver
not running
ran the wrong route?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he put it on himself too. And Herm Edwards and what's the other guy on ESPN try to give him credit for that. I'm like, no, that's passive aggressive.
Yeah. Like,
that's the most passive aggressive thing you could say.
It's like, hey, Rob's got to be better at his job and like he's not doing what he's supposed to. And Ed, you got to show up. You got to be doing. And you know what? I got to be better too. Like, I want to throw that one in at the end after throwing shade towards you guys.
Here it is right here.
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check to a route, you do the right route, you know? Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. I checked to his in-breaker, and he ran out-breaker. John is a true professional, so I'm sure he's sick about that.
Come on, man.
What a scumbag.
Aaron Rodgers strikes again. Come on. Aaron? He strikes again. That is the most passive-aggressive. Why are you telling me this?
It's pretty aggressive. Overly aggressive.
Yeah, he's supposed to run, and then Roddy ran the out. Really? Really?
But he's always been like this. This is not new for him. He calls people out all the time.
He definitely loves pointing that finger. By the way, you know, if you're looking at Daniel Jones' numbers, he's got over 3,000 yards, 19 touchdowns, 7 interceptions on the season, and he has 5 rushing touchdowns as well. So, I mean, he's not like... I think he started, that star has started to fade a little bit here recently, and I think the leg injury is obviously going to hamper him because he wasn't running in the last game where you thought he might, that might be something you try to take advantage of against a Houston defense as a running quarterback because they're so good in all the other aspects of the game. But I don't think there's any team that you, I hate saying fear because that's the wrong word, but I don't care where the Ravens go and who they play. I'm not going to be like, oh, they're not, there's no way they're winning this game.
Well, the good thing is if they get in, they're not going anywhere that first round.
Yeah.
You got to come
Well, up. And I just told you guys during the commercial break, the numbers are out saying the most likely playoff scenario for the Ravens is to win this division and then the Buffalo Bills come here, round one. It's the most likely scenario.
So?
I'm just, hey.
My skirt.
I'm not either. I'm just saying, but you would get that matchup in the first round. We're all like, wouldn't that be a great AFC championship game? Yeah, you get in the first round.
Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny? Yes.
I watched the Texans this weekend. Man, that defense and that coaching staff, they going to be scary, man.
Yeah, the problem is at some point you got to make plays on offense, and I don't know if they can.
They did against the Colts, man. We'll see. I'm just saying, I like that coaching staff.
The defensive ends are 22 sacks between them.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not. That was legit.
Their starting cornerback has 5 games where he's given up 10 yards or less. Right. Derek Stingley has been the best cornerback in all of football this year.
Yeah, but you can't win playoff games when your quarterback has one interception, no touchdowns, a passer rate of 75. At some point, your top running back 3.4 yards a carry. At some point, you're going to have to make plays on offense, and I don't know if they can make plays on offense. I just don't.
They're at Kansas City this week. Kansas City's a 3.5-point favorite. Back-to-back road games for Houston.
Yeah, you're not going deep in the playoffs without your offense making plays.
No.
You're not. You can get there. That's a good way to get there.
I mean, the thing is, we've seen teams, hell, the Ravens did it. You get hot at the right time, and you make that run.
Right.
But I think catching lightning in a bottle isn't something you can plan for, right? Like, it just has to happen.
Yeah. No.
Hey, well, you know, it's not a big deal. We're just going to get that lightning.
That's your retirement plan. What's your retirement plan? I hope that lightning jumps right in that bottle.
Yes.
Hope it jumps in.
Lottery.
You said what?
The lottery.
The lottery. Yeah, that's my retirement plan.
I think that's Bob Haney's retirement plan. He keeps talking about hitting a...
He does have.
Bob Haney's going to fool all of us. 3 years, he's going to be gone. Where are you, Bob? Somewhere sunny. Drinking Mai Tais. Digressing. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ralph Russo at 8 o'clock. Steve Molesky at 8:15. But on the other side, Lane Kiffin holds his intro presser. And brings up the memories of his dad as one of the reasons he took the job. It was prayer. It was his mentors. Now it's his dad. This guy that hits keep rolling. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on his Taco Tuesday. Lane Kiffin bolted from Ole Miss like a snake in the grass, and now he's headed to LSU. Here's some sound from Lane Kiffin in his intro presser.
You know, Pete Carroll, really, he told me, you know, that he always told my dad that he'd look out for me. And so when we were talking, he really channeled him, at, you know, from knowing him for so long, and he said this is exactly what he would do. He would tell you, boy, go get it, go for it. And, you know, Coach Saban kind of coached at another place in this conference, so I can't really say exactly what he said, but I'll say I think the world of Coach Saban, and I respect him, and so there's a reason I'm here.
Jeremy, you said this to me about a guy once before. You said, dude, watch your steps. I said, why? He said, because all those names he's dropping, you might trip over them. That's what he did in his press conference, yeah. Dude. You know, he said he sounds like The Game, the rapper. You know how The Game takes all his stuff and he pays homage to everybody else to try to give himself credibility?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Lane Kiffin sounded like in his presser. He took all those names. Dude, these guys, you probably didn't even talk to these people.
Well, Pete Carroll probably took care of him, showing him the right way, how to pay players, how to leave places high and dry at the right time. You think Pete taught him that?
When did Pete do that?
Well, USC.
He did not leave USC high and dry.
He didn't?
He got fired.
With all those recruiting violations?
He got fired from Seattle. He didn't leave them high and dry.
What, with all those recruiting violations?
No.
He didn't?
No.
Okay.
Pete Carroll has nothing to do
with this. Did they take Reggie
Bush's
Heisman? Why'd they do that?
He got it back.
Why did they take his Heisman?
He got it back.
I'm trying to remember what happened for them to take his Heisman.
Had nothing to do with Pete Carroll. Did they take the wins from USC? Did they take the wins from USC?
Are they vacated or not? I don't know.
I don't think they are.
Well, you better be certain. Because I'm not. As soon as you said it, I went, oh, no, maybe they did. But look, I mean, you can just hear this guy talk.
Wins vacated.
Okay. And what a scumbag he is. And he doesn't have a problem being that guy. And again, if there were a better job. And by the worst thing about this, you guys know the governor of Louisiana said they would never sign a contract like the one they gave to Brian Kelly. This has an 80% payout rate if they fire him.
Yeah.
80. So now he has all the cards. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, final two wins are 0-4 and all 0-5.
Pete, what happened? I got out of there. I don't know. That's on the next guy. Yeah, they're all in trouble. I'm like, yeah, get them. Pete Carroll.
I know. Super Bowl win wasn't vacated.
Yes.
I almost said though.
I forgot.
He screwed that last one up.
I was at that game.
It just, to me, it's not the fact that you want to leave. That's fine. You got it right. It's the way you did it, you know, where you're trying to leverage yourself, Ed, into being able to, I want to make sure I coach in the SEC championship game. I want to make sure I get in the playoffs. So you're trying to go to another school with a better chance of winning a national championship, but on your way out, you want to try to win one here.
Well, I have news for him. He's with the school, was with the school, had a better chance of winning a national championship right now. So why would you leave this opportunity? And if the whole thing really made me angry, because as I said before, he's done this at Tennessee, he's done it at USC, I think the departure from the Raiders sucked.
Who told him he couldn't get on a plane? Was that Tennessee?
That was USC.
That was who? USC?
They fired him on the tarmac.
Okay. All right.
He's got a long history of doing this. And I just think it's awful. I mean, Ole Miss, I don't know if they're going to win a national championship. Ohio State looks pretty damn good.
Not since 1963 have they had an opportunity like this.
Right.
Let's be honest.
That's right.
There's no guarantee going to LSU that you win a national championship.
We don't like the guy, but the guy can coach his ass off.
No question.
Okay, so what was this really about? It's not about winning the national championship, because you stay at Ole Miss, you got a chance. So what is this really about?
$5 million
The money.
Yeah.
This is about the money. You see more of an opportunity to, and that's not just the money that LSU is paying him. LSU is more, can you imagine the money that others around LSU are going to pay him to make appearances? If he wins, he's the king. He's going to make so much money outside of the money that he's guaranteed.
Yeah.
So that's what this is really about.
It's kind of hard. That aside, he's making $12 million a year. Like, whatever he makes on top of that, it's like, I'm so tired of talking about these guys and the money they make after a while. It's like, come on, man.
So let me ask you this. When are we going to stop talking about the players striking their own deals to make more money? Because that's what, if I'm a player in college football, college basketball, and I see what these coaches are doing, and they're doing it on my back.
Mm-hmm.
When the opportunity comes for me, guess what I'm going to do? I'm bolting. I'm leaving. Because the coaches have set the culture. They've established this culture a long time ago. And then the rules change to allow the players to do it. And so if you want to change the culture, don't just change it with the players. Change it from the top down. You have to change it from the coaches too.
But it was kind of like Rex Ryan sounded like a hypocrite. Praising guys like Lane Kiffin, they should be doing what they need to do and moving on, and beating up the players that hold the universities up for ransom or hit the transfer portal.
Yeah.
It's got to be the same way. They can't be given an opportunity to leave whenever they want, and then the players can't, because you got kids coming in and committing to 4 years or committing to come play at a university, and you're going to leave before they even get there? I mean, he's already recruited players for next year.
Yeah.
And now we got to see how many of those guys flip and go to LSU, so it leaves Ole Miss high and dry. And oh, by the way, Ole Miss's best players, guess where they're transferring?
Yeah. And by the way, Rex, you know, I mean, well, I'm not a big fan of, to be honest with you. Rex would criticize those players for doing it, but wouldn't criticize Lane Kiffin for taking the players with him. His justification would be, well, they're his players. He recruited them. He brought them in. He would justify by that, because that's just basically who Rex Ryan is. Rex Ryan ain't far from being Lane Kiffin, let's be honest. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Will he win at LSU? I know he can, but do you think he'll win at LSU?
What do you mean win? A championship?
Well, that's the problem. Nothing else is going to count.
Well, I'm just saying, because I do think LSU, he is a great coach. He's a great offensive mind. Very good recruiter. He's coached under some of the best coaches. He's good at what he does.
He's awesome. Coach.
So LSU is going to be in the playoffs all the time. The big question is, will they make the run and win the championship? And that I can't tell you, depending on how things go. But the one thing I will say is, like, no matter how you look at things and the way that they're setting up, him just getting to the playoffs isn't going to be enough. And I can't believe they gave him the contract they gave him. Like, he really does have the keys to everything. You can't do anything to this guy. You upset him, he makes life miserable. You make life miserable on him, then he gets fired. Now you're paying him $80 million to go away. To go away after paying another guy $52 million to go away. It's just,
now give me that, Joe. Give me that.
So his contract at Ole Miss had escalators in it. If he wins a national championship, he'd get an extra $1 million. His agent negotiated with LSU that if Ole Miss wins the championship this year, he will get money.
Really? From LSU.
Wow.
Now this is the question. This is not the NFL, so you can kind of do what you want. If Ole Miss wins the national championship, Ed, do you give him a ring?
Nope.
No.
You don't?
No.
Jeremy, you don't?
No.
Joe, do you?
F him.
That's hard.
It ain't hard for me.
No, Rob, I know that you would say no.
That's right.
That's petty. That is really petty.
He's taking your quarterback and your running back and the entire coaching staff.
I wouldn't give them a ring either.
He left you high and dry at the most important time of your season.
I would say that technically he deserves a ring, but I wouldn't get him one.
I'd say he deserves an onion ring.
Deserves an ass whipping. We ain't giving him that either.
His girlfriend's boyfriend, who was a player at LSU, entered the transfer portal.
Well, he knew he wasn't playing.
I know, but it was just funny to think that, like.
Yeah.
That is funny.
410-583-1057. What girlfriend? Whose girlfriend?
So Lane Kiffin's daughter was dating a linebacker at LSU. Oh. It was a big story when they played.
He said
his LSU.
Girlfriend's boyfriend. Like, who are we talking about here?
Yeah. His daughter's boyfriend.
That was a couple of weeks ago. We talked about that.
I mean, when LSU played Ole Miss, I mean, it's probably what, like 6 weeks ago?
Something like that.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Steve Molesky joins us at 8:15. Ralph Russo continues this college football discussion. He'll also weigh in on his thoughts on Lane Kiffin. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.